You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.com.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Police have released more information about the victims in the Brownsville, Texas SUV crash, as well as the man behind the wheel. His name is George Alvarez. ABC's Victor Oquendo is there.
All of the victims were men, nearly all of them Venezuelan migrants, waiting at this bus stop across the street from a shelter for migrants. Alvarez has an extensive criminal record that includes driving while intoxicated. Investigators here are waiting for the latest toxicology report to come back. He's being held on a $3.6 million bond.
Thousands of migrants are expected at border crossings on Thursday when COVID-era Title 42 comes to an end. They are expecting a surge of people trying to cross into the U.S. The investigation continues into the man who police say carried out Saturday's mall shooting in the Dallas area. He's said to have commented extensively online about white supremacist websites. The four top congressional leaders, two from each party, will be at the White House today. They're discussing raising the debt ceiling before June 1st. This is ABC News. Fresh attacks by the Israeli military into the Gaza Strip. Three senior members of Islamic Jihad reportedly were killed, but Palestinian officials say several civilians also died. A major military base, Fort Hood, is being renamed today as the Pentagon looks to remove names of Confederate generals. It'll become Fort Cavazos in honor of the first Latino to reach the rank of general. And a Utah mother who wrote a children's book about grief after the death of her husband now faces charges.
Prosecutors say Corey Richens called police last year in Camas, Utah. She said she mixed her husband a vodka drink, then went to soothe one of their three children to sleep in their bedroom. She says she came back and found her husband unresponsive. A medical examiner found five times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. She wrote and promoted a picture book to help children cope after the death of a loved one. Cops say somebody who claims to have sold her the fentanyl talked to them. Richens is charged with poisoning her husband.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The man suspected of killing a Western Wisconsin deputy was out on parole Saturday afternoon. That's according to Minnesota prison officials. Jeremiah Johnson was convicted of kidnapping and rape in 2016. Johnson has a long history of committing violent crimes. Investigators say he killed Katie Lysing during a drunk driving stop Saturday. Looks like he shot himself about an hour later. The Brewers are changing their alcohol sales policy again. It's been a month since the team decided to extend the deadline to buy alcohol into the eighth inning, but now the deadline is moving back to the seventh. The Brewers say they didn't have any issues, it's just that extending the deadline didn't increase sales by that much. In sports, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night 9-3. Eric Lauer starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where is always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come tickets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block
of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Police have released more information about the victims in the Brownsville, Texas SUV crash, as well as the man behind the wheel. His name is George Alvarez. ABC's Victor Okendo is there.
All of the victims were men, nearly all of them Venezuelan migrants.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Politics and politicsters go hand in hand. And I just have to say to you that we really, if we could only understand our role in the laws that are being made, the bills that are being passed, then we wouldn't have to worry about what really happens. But because we're either not, we don't have the time, we're too busy, or we really don't understand the inner workings of our government, which I think is really what's at the root of it, maybe both, a little bit of both, we don't know what the people that we vote for do. The decisions they make, what they vote on, and the fact that they should be representing you and I and not themselves. That is, again, the whole purpose of a representative government, that you and I can't go to Madison and sit down in the chamber and vote on things. We have to elect people who do that for us and trust that they are going, which is the mistake. Trust that they are going to go and vote what's in the best interest of you and I. But what happens is, because we're either too busy with our own lives or trust and don't verify, people can hide, run and hide from the decisions that they make. Our elected officials, this was really what's the main reason and issue and what's wrong with our government. Yeah, a lot of things. But certainly one of them is the fact that we give a free pass to people who we elect. Lawmakers shouldn't be able to run and hide from the decisions that they make. You know, we find out about decisions that have been made by our elected officials, both Democrat and Republican, on the state level, on the national level, even as high as the presidency of the United States. Decisions that are made that impact and affect our lives, and we don't even know what those decisions are. And I'm sure if we knew, you know, in a world that's fair and equitable, we should get a report card on what the people we elected, what their voting records are. Well, they'll say, well, yeah, it's available. You need to go here. You need to look. You know, they should have to come to a place like this, and they don't have to, you know, have to come before Earl Ingram. But they should have to come before the people and let the people know what their records are and what they voted for. Because they came to you and me and said, vote for me. We didn't go out. I didn't go out and seek who I wanted to be my state senator. I didn't go out and do that. And I don't know anybody who did. My state senator came and asked me if I would vote for that person. And so, because they came and asked, then we have to vote for somebody. We chose that person to basically give our rights to. Make no mistake about it, you gave your rights to them. And I would say to anybody who's in those offices, you don't have a quarrel with me on what I'm saying, because it's true. And if it's not true, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Explain to me why it's not true. Because these decisions that you make impact and affect us in our lives. Senator Mary Fliskowski came clean in January, telling a Rhinelander television station that she was one of the anonymous lawmakers, who objected to a $4 million in state funding for a large conservation project in northern Wisconsin. Again, Mary Fliskowski. Senator Howard Markenstein similarly acknowledged he was an objector last month at a meeting of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, which he leads. Though we disagree with the opposition to preserving tens of thousands of acres of pristine forest land, we're glad these Republicans from Irma and Spring Green, respectively, finally took ownership of their actions. Their GOP colleagues on the committee also voted to reject $4 million investment in a public meeting April 18th, putting them on record. But transparency shouldn't be optional for our leaders at the State House, nor should it require intense public pressure, identifying who is making big decisions affecting millions of tax dollars should always be required without exceptions, along with the public discussion. Now, I agree with that 100%. And all of us should agree with that 100%. And we need to stop allowing our elected officials to walk around proud about, you know, who they are. What they are is public servants who have been given an opportunity by you and I to do our bidding. They're not celebrities. unless we make them that. And you know what we do in this country? We make them that. And until we realize what is taking place here, we're never going to be able to get to a point where we're going to get what's in the best interest of us, we the people. We the people doesn't mean we give our votes to people and then not follow them and what they voted for. Because I can tell you, every last one of them, be they Democrats or Republicans, somewhere along the line, didn't have your and my best interest at heart. That's true. And I know some of them are your friends. So you don't want to, you know, and maybe you think this is sacrilegious to say these things about elected officials. But man, if you only knew some of them like I know some of them, you would know that what I'm saying is true. Let's go to Bill from McCullumwalk. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, Earl. Say, I said this yesterday afternoon on Matt Flynn's show, and I'm going to say it now. If you want to know what we're dealing with politicians, we have a presidential candidate with two impeachments, 11 bankruptcies, 26 sexual assaults. That's the best they can come up with for a presidential nominee. Now, when you step down to Congress and you deal with Kevin McCarthy, they had to vote 14 times before he got elected. What does that tell you? Then, for some of the people that participate in there, specifically a couple of them, Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan already has a subpoena hanging over his head. How do we take a political group made up of more criminals than the NBA and the NFL combined in Congress? How do we take them serious? It's impossible to look at a person like that and say, well, what do you say? I don't want to know what they say.
So
they
Bill,
have to be told you're not relevant.
So, Bill, so let's even, and if we don't take it to the national level, let's even look at the state level where
exactly.
All politics are local. And people that you've elected in Oconomowoc to represent you guys in Oconomowoc, and they're voting for things that you guys aren't even aware of that impact and affect, you know, your town or your city. And the majority of the people there don't know anything about it. And yet, excuse me, you know, they do some things that just aren't right. Bill, all I'm saying is the people should be aware, right?
The exactly. People, oh,
because.
Amen.
Because if you're not aware, and I know all of them, because none of them fell down out of heaven, none of them. And so, you know, there's some of them who clearly are doing some things that are not right for the people. Hey, hang on, Bill. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, got to go to break. 844-967.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 69. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 48. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 74. Temps a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm just talking about the fact that the people we are voting for and electing and the fact that we don't follow up or follow through. You know, I'm preparing in the city where I live to this coming next Sunday. They have the mayor, the county executive, many state representatives, state senators, all come to a listening session that I am preparing and that we are clearly going to be able to have run across these different radio stations to address what's going on with the revenue sharing of the state. And as I was talking with some of them about, you know, coming to this listening session where the people, like Tom always says, we the people, need to know what they're voting on, what decisions, what's in all these debates and subjects that they are talking about before decisions are made. There's some hesitancy. Well, I don't. What are you talking about, man? You came and said, vote for me. And if you've got nothing to hide, then let us hear it. Not after you voted for things that impact our lives that we don't even know anything about, Bill. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy at all. In fact, that shared revenue that you're talking about was gutted by one governor. Correct
Scott
me if I'm
Walker.
Wrong.
No, Scott Walker.
Scott Walker.
Right.
Scott Walker gutted this state. He gutted the DNR. He gutted our educational system. He gutted our shared revenue. And what did they do? They got a fund that, boss, I want to answer from him. If I could see him face to face, I want to know in 24 hours how soon you're going to give the taxpayers' money back to them. Stop this lockbox stuff just because you're in the majority here in Wisconsin. You guys have got away with way too much. That shared, you know, they talk about budget cuts and this. If I was involved in the system, I'd say, no, we aren't going to budget. We're going to roll back the cuts that destroyed what we don't have now. We're going to roll that back. And, oh, they would, their heads would explode because they know they created it, yet they don't want to own it. That doesn't make sense. Why would they do it, Earl?
Well, they can do those kinds of things because we, the people, don't hold them accountable. Like I said, you know, you've got to hold the people accountable because they'll come back every 2 years if it's the legislature, you know, or every, what is it, 4 years for the state Senate? I don't know. Maybe it's 2 years. I don't know, whatever. But they'll come back to you when it's time for you to send them back. And what you should be doing and what we should be doing is sending them packing.
Well, you know, Earl, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, here's what we ought to do, and I think it could start with Civic Radio, or I'll be part of it. Let's start some citizens' action groups. We have the right to do it. We are the boss of those people. And if we get enough people, and when they trust me, they know when that's happening. Oh, do they know when that's happening? Why do you think the Republicans are even indicating they might do a little bit in conjunction with getting some bills passed and getting some things done? If there was a big citizens action group, I guarantee you they're going to dance to the music.
So Bill?
I guarantee it, because it's either resign or do something.
Well, Bill, they don't have to dance to the music because Earl and Bill and Tom are making some noise. They'd have to dance to the music if 300 with Earl and Bill and Tom agreed, and maybe not even 300, but if 50, if 25 called them, they would certainly, because they love that job so much, because it's really not a job, man. It's a way of life. When you're an elected official, man, come on. You're a boss. You don't have somebody watching over you. Nobody's checking whether or not you were here or whether you were there. You're basically free. You're your own person. You're being paid by the taxpayers, and you're like your own little CEO. I've been around it too long. I know what I've seen. And then people who are no longer there, then they reveal the truth, right? They wouldn't reveal the truth when they were there. Well, yeah, you know, it's like this. I said, man, you were there. Now all of a sudden, you're not there anymore. Now you want to talk about what they're not doing. You know, you were one of them before.
But you anyway, right on calling them. I've done that.
I know, but Bill, we need more, right? We need an army of people who will do that. And you know, Bill and Earl, they can dismiss. They can't dismiss, you know, all the people. And so, man, I got to go to break. Thank you very much for the call. Tom, I see you. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, a rush to escort migrants out before a COVID era.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Police have released more information about the victims in the Brownsville, Texas SUV crash, as well as the man behind the wheel. His name is George Alvarez. ABC's Victor Oquendo is there.
All of the victims were men, nearly all of them Venezuelan migrants, waiting at this bus stop across the street from a shelter for migrants. Alvarez has an extensive criminal record that includes driving while intoxicated. Investigators here are waiting for the latest toxicology report to come back. He's being held on a $3.6 million bond.
Thousands of migrants are expected at border crossings on Thursday when COVID-era Title 42 comes to an end. They are expecting a surge of people trying to cross into the U.S. The investigation continues into the man who police say carried out Saturday's mall shooting in the Dallas area. He's said to have commented extensively online about white supremacist websites. The four top congressional leaders, two from each party, will be at the White House today. They're discussing raising the debt ceiling before June 1st. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Nantner. Here's what you need to know. Waukesha's Generac Power Systems has agreed to pay nearly $16 million in fines after the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission found the company didn't immediately report a product flaw, which led to some customers having their fingers partially amputated or crushed. The commission found 32 models of the company's portable generators contained a flaw, creating a substantial product hazard. The settlement was announced last Friday. Janesville police say an assistant coach at Craig High School confessed to secretly filming 18 students in a locker room over 2 years. 38-year-old Brian Kitzman was arrested Friday after police found a hidden camera in the girls' locker room. Kitzman, who was assistant coach for cross country, track and field, and boys and girls swimming, has been placed on administrative leave while the investigation is ongoing. Bond has been set at $10,000. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Tom, you constantly talk about we the people. And yet, these people who we elect and we like because they came to us and acted as though They cared about us. And so they make decisions that impact and affect us and our families. Excuse me. And we, like deaf mutes, don't open our mouths. And we act like we owe them something. I don't owe my elected official anything. They owe us. And I think that's where we've got to be in order to be able to work these things out and get things and make the government work. We've unfortunately got to take it in from that perspective, man. And what do you say, man?
Well, first off, I think that what we need to do is any politician that is in favor of money in politics is out on their keister, because that's one of the major problems with this country. Number two, we should have a scorecard. We should make it kind of like a fun game, and the media should really jump on this as well. But they should have a record of all of their votes. This is what I'm going into office for, and this is the way I'm going to vote on different pieces of legislation. You keep a scorecard, because the American people are too damn busy working, trying to provide for their families, trying to do all that. So when they get all this mail, do you notice that when you get all this mail,
it's during election time?
Or when you see all these TV commercials,
only during election
time. Nothing. Yeah, and there is nothing in those pieces of mail that says anything about how it is that they voted or will vote on different policy issues. We are not policy driven. We are bread and circus is what it is. And that's one of the reasons why I'm happy at Civic Media, because I would love to hear, okay, here's your voting record. So why did you vote this way? That's what they should be asking in debate, not about, oh my God, are you in favor of crime? Well, everyone's not in favor of crime. I mean, this is where we get really, really fumbled up, and this is where our media has done an absolute malpractice on all of us, is that they don't ask, okay, these are your policies. I mean, honestly, on the Democratic side, we have a platform. We should be following everything that's in that platform. So therefore, the people know how they're going to vote. And then when they don't vote that way, get them the hell out. But it just doesn't make sense to me. We don't talk about, I mean, if you ask anybody, Bill, any of these people that call in, what policy positions, you know, are people voting on? And can we actually look at it, just like what you do, I guess, on C-SPAN, where they, you know, show the House and the Senate, you know, in terms of their votes each time, but you don't hear anything about it. You don't hear anything about the vote. And then we, the people, can decide, are these people actually voting in favor of corporations, or are they actually voting in favor of we, the people? You know, and then we can have an honest debate. But this is ridiculous, so, this whole thing where I have written Chris Hayes, I don't know how many times, from MSNBC, and said, why the hell are you never talking about policy? And he's one of the good ones. Why are you not talking about policy?
So what I will say, to you, Tom, is our government and the way it is situated is, you know, kind of hard to follow from the perspective of, you know, as you stated, when people are busy trying to live their lives, you know, you've got to do some research to find out, you know, where and what your elected official has voted for. Because clearly, Tom, a lot of times our officials don't even show up for the votes. Do you know that?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And so who knows that they haven't shown up? Who's keeping that record?
Well, the Wisconsin legislature didn't show up for a year, so we know that. But apparently the media, the corporate media, doesn't give a damn about the fact that we actually expose these people for the fact that the Republicans who are in the majority, I'm not blaming the Democrats, but the Republicans that are in the majority have not set a session or have not been to work for over a year. How many of you out there could say that? Wow, I didn't show up for my job for a year. And give me a break about constituent
service. And not only that, because, but Tom, when they came back, They came back with a vengeance.
Oh yeah,
and started
cut everything.
Yes.
Yeah, to hurt the people. To hurt the people. You guys get that out there? It's hurt the people.
No.
People are not going to make it in this country.
And so, Tom, that's why, it's what I'm saying and why people may not like it, how I'm saying it. But don't worry about, how I'm saying it. Just listen to what I'm saying. Right? I mean, because what I'm saying is accurate. None of us, very few of us, if any of us, know what the voting records are of the people that we've elected on the serious issues that change our lives every day. We don't know. And then when you want to ask, and it's just you, they can totally dismiss you, right? One person, But if you got 10 Toms or 20 Toms, oh man, they're gonna do everything they can to respond. I never will forget, man, there was a guy who was an alderman, and I was with him at an event, and his staff member called him and was talking about an issue that one of their constituents was concerned about. And the guy had some respect for him at the time. And the guy said, did they vote? And by the time, his staff member said no, he said, put it under the bottom of the stack. You hear me, Tom? Whether or not you voted or not is not the issue. You represent all the people, whether they vote or not.
Exactly.
But that's not the way it works, Tom. And it works like that because we, the people, don't follow through. And I don't think, Tom, we're ever going to be able to get this thing worked out until we, the people, hold accountable the people and the representative government who represent us.
I absolutely agree. And the thing about it that's sad is that just like, you guys had the Wisconsin uprising where you had over hundreds of thousands and thousands of people that showed up, but those representatives just waited it out because they knew they were getting the money from the big corporate donors. But if we put it actually all the 100,000 of those people in the actual offices of these Congress people, then we might see a change. I'm just so tired of the fact that everyone's more interested in a Hunter Biden laptop or this or that or Donald Trump's next snafu than they are actually about policy. Why are we not talking about policy? And why are we not holding? I mean, it should be a really easy game. When they run for office, they should say, this is what I voted for. This is how I voted. And either explain themselves in the debate because they voted a certain way and they had a horse trade or old boy compromise or whatever the hell it is. But these people should be held accountable for their vote. And if they didn't vote the way that we the people wanted, then their asses should be out, period.
Hey,
we have to have a scorecard in order to do that.
Hey, Tom, I'm in total agreement with you, but it's, speaking to the choir, we've got to get other people to understand that the only way any of this changes is if we and oversight by ourselves on the people we elect, man. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. It doesn't change, and it except for the higher level you go, the higher up you get, the more impactful, the more money. The more, impactful the decisions are going to be. But the process should be the same, whether it's your school board member or your county board member, county supervisor member, or, those things, same thing. Hold people accountable. Don't let them get comfortable. You know, because it's easy to get comfortable, man. I'm telling you. You know, I can call elected officials. I'm fortunate. I'm blessed because this is civic media. They got to respond to civic media. They don't have to respond to Earl Ingram. Well, in a way, because I'm with civic media, but if I was Earl Ingram alone and not have the civic media platform, they could tell me to, you know, get in the wind. I'm one guy without civic media. But with civic media, hello, this is Earl Ingram of civic media. Hey, this is Earl Ingram. I want to talk to my state senator. Who? Oh, I'm Earl Ingram. Oh, okay. Now we'll see what we can do. Call back next week. Hello, this is Earl Ingram. Morning talk show host at 540 AM WAUK of Civic Media. Who are you? Earl Ingram with Civic Media. Oh, you want to talk with the senator? Oh, okay, we'll see what we can do. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. It shouldn't be like that. It really shouldn't. And I know if I was an elected official, you know, I would respond to the people who put me in office. I would be grateful to them because I would know I'm only there because of them. And the smart elected official will then make sure that they stayed in touch with the constituents. Not just once every 2 years when it's time for your reelection. Because, you know, I'll tell you something. I'm the kind of person I can be hard on a person who's not doing anything. But just thinking that they're a celebrity. I'm not exactly in... People aren't exactly enthralled with me in the city where I live. Because part of the things that happen in our city, I will blame it on elected officials. Because part of it is their jobs. They have to care. And if they don't care, they don't need to be there. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. No different on the national level. We'll be right back.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 69. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 48. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 74. Temps a bit above average. Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go to CJ. Good morning, CJ. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I couldn't let you go a day without talking to you. I'm sure you would have missed me.
Right. There is probably some truism. Not, huh? There probably is some truism to that, man.
Well, again, really, I do enjoy your show, and I appreciate you taking my call. I love to hear you speak of accountability, because I don't think there is that much anymore. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, I want to see accountability for our elected officials.
Yes.
And I hope you agree.
I do agree.
Regardless of what side of the aisle.
I've said that today.
You
I've
live
said
in a
that.
Budget. Earl, do you live in under a budget? Do you live within your means?
I try.
Okay. Yep, I think you do, and most Americans and most people do. Unfortunately, it isn't always the case in government. They're more than happy to spend other people's money. You can see what's happening on our economy now. And we got a very important meeting happening at 4 o'clock today between our leaders. And I just want you to listen after that meeting and see who's being political and who's not.
Well, to be honest with you, they're all going to be political. Joe Biden is going to be political. McCarthy's going to be political. McCarthy's going to be political. What's the other the Senate
Schumer.
Chuck Schumer and the other one is who is the other one? Oh, it's McConnell.
The one that took over for
McConnell.
Nancy Pelosi.
No, McConnell.
Okay, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. Mitch McConnell. They're all going to be political.
Well, you
that's
know,
who they are.
Just see who comes out with resolutions. Because the president's taken a strong stance that without raising the debt ceiling, which the Republicans' offer does raise the debt ceiling for this year, but they're still trying to maintain spending from the pandemic, and that's not realistic. The debt ceiling was raised under Trump during
it's
the
been
pandemic.
It's been raised on all the presidents, man, all of them.
Yeah. Yes, it has. And you know what? Nancy Pelosi did that to Trump.
I know, so let me
came
ask you.
Out with a
so
bunch
for,
of
so
spending.
So if it's been raised under all the presidents, always, why are we ending it now?
It isn't always raised, but it is raised with negotiations. Nancy Pelosi came in and Trump raised the debt ceiling with conditions, and also
You know the debt ceiling was raised under Donald Trump, right? You know that, right?
Three times.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
But
okay.
During the pandemic, and Nancy Pelosi got things for that, though, Earl. That was a negotiation. This is not a negotiation.
Why is this not a negotiation? And that was
because the president says he wants a clean bill without any other conditions. Nancy Pelosi every time got conditions.
The president is not
this
a king, CJ.
Is unreal.
Is the president a king? Well, then the president can say whatever they want to say. They can't. He has no power to make that decision without negotiating.
Well, he already has, Earl. He said he wants a clean bill with no conditions.
He can say whatever he wants to. That's not the reality of what's going to happen.
That's what Donald Trump, that's not a negotiation, is it? Is that a negotiation when you say it? There's no negotiating?
There's going to be negotiating.
Well, I hope so. I pray so.
Well, there's no way.
Because
listen
to what the president says, Earl. This isn't what you or I say.
Well, let me put it this way. Yesterday or Monday, what's today, Tuesday? Oh, yeah. So Sandy and I, we went down the list of the changes that the Republicans wanted to see happen. Maybe you didn't hear it, but we distinctly talked about each level where Republicans wanted to cut. So people will make the determinations on whether or not they think that those cuts are things that they want to see happen. You know?
From the pandemic numbers, the budget, they raised the debt ceiling for
the
pandemic.
Hey, CJ, I hate you calling so late, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Quickly, Ron, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, I mean, this is just Republican gamesmanship, Earl.
I know.
And, you know that. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
It's just Republican gamesmanship.
Ron, we hear you.
Okay, and the game amounts to, we're going to negotiate hard in Congress and then vote for a bill that we don't entirely like, but we all agreed this is what we all agreed to spend. And then we have a budget. And then because of this stupid, ridiculous budget ceiling requirement, which came into being in 1917 for the war, we can go back on that. So we can have our cake and eat it too. We can tell our constituents, hey, we voted for this, these benefits for you and these benefits for you. And now we're voting to cut the budget to save the deficit.
Yes.
But we already, see what I mean? I mean, it's really kind of nuts. And they think they can get away with this and parlay it into a win-win situation.
Yeah, for 2024. That's the game.
It's not honest government. But also, Congress sets the budget. They set a budget. They approved it, and now they're going back on their word and saying, it's like we have a credit card. We ran up our credit card under the previous president, $7 trillion worth, by the way, and many things that were good in there, but. Nevertheless, and now we don't want to pay the bill when it arrives at our desk.
Ron, I wish we had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. And I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a...
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station. And-